Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm not. I'm Wayne, obviously.
And this is episode 22.
I can't believe it's 22. I know I say it every time, but I just can't believe it's 22. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So last time, you asked me questions. Guess what we're going to do this time?
Oh boy, I bet you're going to ask me questions.
I am. So these questions are from the same website that Cindy talked about last time. It's Mark Merrill Ministries. And these, and Cindy has not seen these, and
nope.
I restrained myself because I was going to rewrite a few of these, but I did not. So these questions are the 10 things wives want to hear from their husbands. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting down, baby.
I am sitting down.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for this.
Are you ready? Okay. So they are. Here's number one. Thanks for all you do for our family.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that a good one?
Yeah. I think that's especially important for young moms who are raising kids, because I know lots of times when you're buried in the endless cycle of laundry and dishes and cleaning and messes, and especially if you're home with several children, or maybe you're home with a special needs child, or you're...
Well, think of that girl we talked to tonight.
Yeah. She was saying she was having a hard time adjusting to school, being out and being home with a 5, a 7, and a 9.
And a dog.
And a dog.
And a husband.
Yes. Or, you know, you're trying to work outside the home and balance all the things in the home. So I think that's a very important one.
Yeah, I think I tell you that.
You do tell
me that.
Because
you do a lot of stuff, not only for me, obviously, but also for our daughter and son-in-law and for the grandkids, mm-hmm. too. So, well, his comments are, yes, you work hard. You might even feel that your load is a million times heavier than your wife's, but your wife works hard too, and a little help goes a long ways.
That's for sure.
Okay, number two. You're a great mom and wife.
Oh, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that mm-hmm. one.
I guess it depends on your definition of great, but...
Well, okay.
No, I appreciate that one.
Yep, and I know I tell you that mm-hmm. sometimes anyway, I think.
I think that's... I know sometimes when you're trying to make choices, especially about disciplining children or having wisdom about doing that, or you failed because you made your child cry, or you thought something was going on and reprimanded them for that, and then turned out it wasn't something going on. I mean, there can be a host of things, and then you feel like a failure as a mom. I remember feeling like a failure as a mom, and I mean, Ashley's very gracious to say to me that I was a great mom and she had a great upbringing, but I know there's so much I would go back and do over if I could. So I think that's an important one for wives and moms to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his comments are, if you really want to make her day, go ahead and go beyond saying just thank you and praise her for doing a good job.
Yeah, and we can't do it. I mean, there's listeners, I'm sure, who don't have children. So even from the fact, especially in our society where... Photoshopped images and things are put in front of our husbands day after day, sometimes we feel inadequate or we don't measure up to these women that are around you or in your visual field every day. And so that's an important one to let you know that, you know, you're a great wife. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on.
Yep, move on.
Moving on. Number three. Let me do that for you.
Oh, I love that one. Although it depends.
It depends on what, my love?
It depends on whether or not I'm going to be willing to be satisfied with the end result if you don't do it the way I would do it.
I think we might have talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Or somewhere along the line here, we have talked about this. Well, and it's interesting. I know our daughter will sometimes say, because I will want to do something for you, but then you'll want to do something for me, and we'll be at an impasse because we both want to do the same thing for each other, which is interesting. So his comments are, your wife realizes you are exhausted when you get home from work. She probably is too, so offer to help out. Start with something small like cleaning up after dinner, or if you really want to score points, do the laundry or something else you normally don't do.
I have been very blessed that you came to me knowing how to do your laundry, and that you not only do your own laundry, but you will do towels or sheets or other loads of laundry that need to be done. And when Ashley was little, you would do her laundry, and that is a huge blessing.
Well, my mom taught me to cook and sew and laundry. I can even darn socks with a potato, which I think is a lost
I
art
think
by
that's, I was
now.
just gonna say, I think darning socks out of potato is probably a lost art, but
Probably is. Anyway, moving on.
it's good to have unusual skills.
I'm telling you, you never know. You never know. Yep. Okay. Anyway, you ready for number four, baby?
I'm ready for number four.
Number four. Well, I like this one. I love you so much.
Oh, I love when you say that to me. Especially when you say it in a sincere tone and not a goofy tone.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You should live with you'd know.
Oh, come on now. I can be serious.
You can be serious.
I know I'm not serious as often as you probably like me to be.
Because you will say that to me in a joking tone when you're teasing me about something, and then you'll come at me and you'll try to kiss me, and then you'll say, "Oh, I love you so much," like that when you're tormenting me.
Okay, now it rings a bell. And I'm only doing it in jest, but I know sometimes it's annoying too.
I know.
So I'm
So,
sorry. Please forgive me.
well, I forgive you, but and it's funny depending on the situation.
Depends on the
It's
situation.
funny. It can be funny, but I really like it when you say it in a very serious, loving tone.
So his comments are, did you notice the extra words after the I love you? Telling your wife you love her is a great start, but telling her why you love her, how much you love her, or you'll love her forever will melt your heart. Her heart. Yeah, her heart. Moving on.
Move on. Yeah,
Moving
interesting.
on. You are beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Sometimes that's hard to take because I often don't feel beautiful.
Well, you are. And I love
Thank
you.
you. And I know because you tell me that, I believe it from you, and that does make me feel that I'm still attractive to you. And that's a good thing.
And see, I don't understand, because I know some of the guys that I have worked with over the years, I get the feeling, how would I say, that their wives, they don't feel their wives are attractive. And I don't know, I just don't understand that.
Well, you are special.
Well, that I have heard.
No, but you are special. There are a lot of men out there that are concerned with appearances, and especially after women have had babies or surgeries or multiple things. It's sometimes our bodies change a lot, regardless of what we do, trying to keep them fit, and it can be very frustrating because I think there's so much pressure in society put on women and young girls even about our body image, about our appearance. And I've always appreciated that I feel like you look at me like a whole person. And so I'm thankful to God that you find me attractive, but I know that you just don't look at my outside appearance. You look at the inward as well.
The whole you, baby.
The whole me.
Whole you. So his comments are, no matter her age, her size, or how long you've been married, a woman loves to hear that you think she's attractive. And don't just say you look nice. Instead, use adjectives like great, lovely, and fantastic. Mm. Mm. So the next one is, let me watch the kids.
Oh, yes. That is music to a mother's ears. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think for a lot of guys, that's just kind of really stepping out in faith, too, I think.
Very scary.
And it shouldn't be, but it is. Yeah, I mean, kids, well, they don't scare me as much as they used to. But mm-hmm. from a guy's perspective, they can still be pretty darn scary.
Mm-hmm. No, but you always, and I think we've talked about that in a couple episodes, especially moms that are stuck at home with kids all day, that, you know, dad taking an evening or, mm-hmm. or a Saturday morning or something to watch the children and let mom go out and have some time for herself is
recharge.
To recharge. That's yep. important.
Yep, yep, absolutely. So his comments are, if you already watch your children regularly, good job. If you don't, think of it this way. When you offer to take care of the children, your wife gets to recharge her batteries. A wife with a recharged battery is usually more patient, kind, and loving.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So. Yep. Number seven. Number moving seven. Right along.
Okay, what's number seven?
Let's go out tonight.
Ooh, I like that one too. Mm. Although, that's another one. I think women probably have some qualifiers on that one. So if she's exhausted or not feeling well, or, you know, had a horrible day at the office, it's, I'm trying to think of the way to put it. So you could say.
So it's like it's one more thing to do.
It's like it's one more thing to do. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I was grasping at what I was trying to get out of that. It's like one more thing to do. So I think you could give it. I mean, that the way it's stated in this article is that's a very enthusiastic, let's go out tonight. But it could be, would you like to?
Do you feel up to?
Do you feel up to? Would it be helpful if?
would it make you feel better?
Would it make you feel better if, you know, would going out to dinner make life easier tonight? Mm-hmm. I think you have to know your spouse and be able to read the situation as to whether it's a good idea. And it's like if she's got her hair up on top of her head and an old t-shirt and a pair of shorts, is she okay going out like that? Can you just go to the ice cream place or the burger place? Or if you want to plan a night out that requires a little bit more dressing up for fine dining or something, that's definitely something I would want planned. I would not want that just sprung on me the night of. So that's one of those where you have to communicate with your spouse and, you know, let each other know what would work in that situation.
Mm-hmm. No.
You probably didn't expect me to be so analytical about these questions, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Yep. Yep. And his comments are, take charge of your next date night. This shows your wife that you enjoy spending time with her. So his perspective wasn't necessarily taken, how would we say it, taken.
Wasn't like being spontaneous.
Right.
And if you have a husband or wife who enjoys being spontaneous.
Not everybody does.
And they like that. They like surprises. They like you to just say, oh, we're going to go here tonight, you know, or, oh, go put on, put on a nice dress and we're going to go. I do not like surprises and I do not like to be spontaneous. So.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yep.
No comment.
You've learned that one the hard way.
Number eight. I'm sorry you had a hard, frustrating, disappointing day.
That is wonderful. I always like when I feel like you're listening to me. We both have very demanding jobs. And so some days I come home and, you know, by looking at my face lots of times or when we're talking about it, and I always feel like you give me some sympathy and like you hear me and you validate my feelings. And that's very important to me.
Yeah, I try.
You do a good job.
I try. And you, 'cause you're really good at doing that to me too. Or for me, I guess would be the way to put it. So, and his comments are, these words let your wife know that you are aware of what's going on in her life. Oh.
Yep. Good words.
Number nine, I would marry you all over again.
Oh, I like when you say stuff
Do you
like
like
that.
that?
Yes, that's very romantic.
Yeah, I apologize because I mean, I know I'm not a very romantic person.
I think you're more romantic than you think you are. You do a lot of romantic things.
Because I would marry you all over again.
Well, thank you. I'd marry you all over again
Oh,
too.
that's nice. So his comments on this one, and we're almost at the end. In one sentence, you're telling your wife you value your life together and that you're committed to her.
Yep.
So, number 10, last one. I can't believe we're here already.
Okay, well,
It's
it's
kind of
good
like episode number 22. It's
because
like,
we're
can't
running
believe
out of time on the podcast, so that's probably a
Oh,
good
yeah, we
thing.
are. Oh, I don't know. I hesitate to do this one.
Uh-oh.
How can I be a better husband to you?
Ah, that's a great question. I think you want to ask that. If you're the husband asking that question, you need to be prepared to hear an honest answer. You probably want to ask that question when you have time to discuss it. You don't want to ask that question when you're getting ready to go to sleep. That's what I do to you.
One o'clock in the morning.
Wayne is not a night person. I am. And so I get thinking about stuff, and then he wakes up and I'll be like, "Are you awake?" And he'll say, "Yes, I
I
am."
am
And
now.
then I ask him some kind of serious question. I've gotten better. I don't do that
You
very
have.
often anymore. There has to be something like immediately going on that causes that to happen. But
No, but the only thing you do now is you might do an FYI kind of thing
yeah.
late at night.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Yep.
Yeah.
So his comments are, hearing these words will either make your wife burst into tears, smile like a kid in a candy store, or if she's completely shocked, laugh uncontrollably. Before you ask this question, though, be ready to hear what she has to say without being defensive. And I think that's the thing there is without being defensive. Because I mean, I can see that question depending on how you would
Yes,
respond. You know,
it would depend.
what do you mean you
And
don't like? What do you mean I can do that better?
well, and I think that's a lot of, we've talked on other podcasts about filling up each other's baskets or buckets or,
Whatever they
there
are.
I've been in different trainings where I've heard different analogies, and that's why you say thank you to each other. That's why you do say I love you on a daily basis, or I'm glad you're here, or it's good to see you when the other person walks through the door, or I enjoy spending time with you. You fill each other's baskets up so that when you have to have the difficult conversations, you have built that relationship of trust, and it's not just hammering people that the only time you say something is when you're lodging a criticism or a complaint. And so I think those are good questions.
I thought they were good questions.
And we'll definitely put that, I'll put the link for that article into the description for the podcast today.
Yeah, because this was about this. I think it was only like 1 or 2 weeks later. I couldn't find an exact date for it, but it was about 12 years ago.
Yeah, a long time
Some
ago.
very interesting comments, both, you know, anywhere from thinking they were awesome questions to thinking they were hilarious questions and everything in between.
Yeah.
So.
But all right, so we encourage you to ask each other some of these questions from this week's podcast and last week's podcast and see how that goes. All right.
So.
So until next time, may your marriage be richly blessed and may you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. God bless. Bye now.
Bye.